But here's, we're going to skip a break because we have another guest, and I can't even, I'm really speechless on how incredible this actor is in a new play or a play that we saw last night, Fences. And we want to welcome right now is David Alan Anderson. David, hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
We are great, and really, this was the best acting I have ever seen in any play. The chemistry, how you get, of all the actors, were fantastic. And I got to tell you, I'm sitting there, and I don't think I'm at a play. I think I'm actually with you guys.
You're sitting in our backyard with us.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Why don't you describe a little bit about this play, and then let's talk a little bit more.
Well, it's Place Our Fences. It's part of the August Wilson 10-play cycle. And this one centers on Troy Maxson, who is a sanitation worker, a former Negro League player who feels that his dreams of playing in the major league were thwarted by racism. He's trying to raise a family, trying to take care of his family in the mid-50s, and he's having trouble embracing the changing times and escaping the shadow of his history, who he is and where he's from. And you see that reflected in his relationship with his wife, the way he's trying to raise his son. And it's a beautiful play filled with storytelling and ritual, a lot of things that we as African Americans feel are central to, specific to our culture. But as we find, it is specific to many cultures. Once you get there, you do feel like you're sitting in the backyard with them, and you do find a way to relate to the many different characters. The brother who was in the war, who was injured, the son from a previous relationship, and then the best friend who is by his side until he can no longer do that.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful play. It's a beautiful story. And it really touches me, and I'm really honored to be able to play this character.
And you played it so incredibly well. I mean, it just seemed to just come out from your heart and soul. It just seemed so natural. But beyond that, you were delivering a message too.
Yeah, it's a message. It's about changing times. It's about fathers and sons and legacy and infidelity and all those things. And those things are relevant today. Those things are things that we understand. You know, I feel like it's a play that, you know, it's people that I know. It's written in a vernacular, in a rhythm, a music that I know. It's something very, very dear to me, very close to me. These are people that I know. You know, these are my relatives. I can remember sitting in the backyards and at barbecues, not that far back, but and watching the love, watching the arguments, the drinking, the fun, and all that kind of stuff. And it's really kind of second nature.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Well, and the way that this ensemble works, because the whole center is these interpersonal relationships, you know, between the characters and within the characters. And I must say, now, you know, your character was originally played by James Earl Jones.
The first time, yeah.
And no disrespect to him, but I cannot picture anyone playing this role better than you did. It is a fine line with this character, with Troy, because, you know, he's got a dark side. He's got some really unflattering characteristics about him, but you also like him. He comes on joking. Yeah. He's fine. You know, so we're drawn in, and I feel like we feel that same conflict that ends up happening with Bono. You know,
it's a quintessential portrait of a struggling black man in 20th century America. He's angry. He's bitter. He's loving. He's caring. I mean, you know, I don't want to give away any of the story, but he really does make decisions based on his concern and care for his family.
Right.
Now, they're not always right, and I understand that. You know, I've got two grown kids, and I used to explain to my son that this is the decision that I'm making, and it may be wrong, but please understand that when I made it, I thought it was the best thing. So, but, you know, if you can't evolve with the time, then you struggle to make the right decision. And he doesn't evolve. He can't escape the shadow of his father, the shadow of the bigotry he feels that was put upon him. But yet he's a great man. He leads a protest. He becomes the first to do something as an illiterate man. And, you know, so he's a great man, but it's a great story about a man who is flawed, but is really a great man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we just spoke with a director of a film that's coming to the Sonoma Film Festival called Echo Lake, which their subtitle is You Are What You Inherit. And mm-hmm. and as we were talking to him about that, it really made me think of Fences as well, because I also love how August Wilson was able to bring this around to the sun, and
yes.
how he's able to realize that, you know, you're not only what you inherit, and you can take the good things without taking the bad things. But it also shows that interplay between the father. You know, the father, I really think he was trying to protect his son to
he
a certain extent.
He was doing what he thought was best.
Exactly, because he had not evolved to see that the world had changed to
right.
allow things
right.
now that it didn't allow back then. It's just,
right.
it's so
well, it's
rich,
powerful
rich, rich and powerful. And your performance and everyone in that ensemble's performance, you know, phenomenal, phenomenal job.
Well, thank you. Lou Bellamy, who directed, Lou is the founding artistic director of Penumbra Theater, which is an African-American theater company in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I've been a company member there. And when I first worked with Lou 20-plus years ago, the one thing he talked about was ensemble. And it was the thing that he would pound into our heads whenever I worked with him about the idea of ensemble. And he's put together a group that understands that concept. Whenever you get actors who are truly focused on the text and telling the story of the text, it allows us to put aside our huge egos and really work together. And, of course, when you get on stage and you can put conflict, you can put relationships on stage, then you have something that's really worth seeing. And I get a vantage point that you don't get when I'm there with those guys, and I can watch the interaction from my perspective, and it's a joy to be up there with those guys. They're all good people. We're all committed to the text, and we're all like, okay, let's go. Let's tell this story, and we love this play.
And great actors. And now let me ask you this, because it looked like to me, like I said, the real thing was happening, and I wasn't in a play. I was just part of the play. Now, but they talk about athletes being in the zone where you just do it. I mean, you don't think about it. And it
yes.
looked like everyone was in a zone. Like it was
yes.
just real life.
Well, we talk about, some of us talk about the parallel of preparation in the theater along with athletics. You know, when I grew up, I was a kid and I was a jock before I got into theater. And the preparation is, it's a similar thing. It's a physical preparation. It's a mental preparation. It's, the dressing room is like a locker room. So there is that kind of thing. And then once you get going, you hear people talk about football teams working like a machine. And this one is similar to that. But I also liken it to like an opera. It's a musicality. It's a musical ensemble where everybody has a part, and you're listening, and it's time for your solo, and you're weaving it together. The laughter, everything becomes a part of the sound of this musical opus, and it's really powerful that way. And trust me, when I get done, I feel like I've just finished a football game.
I believe it. Yeah,
yeah. I spend a lot of time just making sure that I'm keeping my health. Because Troy opens his mouth and he doesn't shut up.
So. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the energy you put out was, I mean, you could feel it. And the emotional energy as well as physical energy. You got a lot going on in this play.
There's a lot happening. It's one of the great plays. And I'm just so honored to be a part of it. And we've had a great time here in Phoenix. And we also, you know, we're in Tucson.
Oh.
And I think, you hear about people coming to this area, you know, athletes who have been ill, and then they come to play for the Phoenix Suns, and they get better.
Yeah.
So it's something about the area, I think, I think also it's the fact that it's February and it's 75, 80 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
The body is healing a little bit faster. And it feels good to be doing it here. Yeah.
So, David, what's next for you? I mean, you are such an amazing actor. Do you have other things in the works?
Well, when we finish here, we go to Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Which is my hometown.
Mm.
And we'll do it there at the Indiana Repertory Theater in March. Then we'll take a few weeks off. And in late April, we go to the Milwaukee Rep in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we do that through the end of May.
Wow.
So we've got a long time for this. After that, you know, I've been spending the last couple of years, I've been spending a lot of time in the Chicago area, working up there and trying to break some ground up there. So that's the immediate plan. But don't be surprised if you look up and you see me walking down the street in Phoenix, because I love not having to deal with the winter.
Yeah, well, we would certainly welcome you. And let me, one last question that is striking me right now is that, you know, when this is over, you know, with the actors that you perform this phenomenal play, Fences, do you think this is going to be like leaving a family? I mean, you're so close and involved for months and months.
Yeah.
And have you projected out, like, what this is going to be like
when we're
finished?
Done?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the comedy tragedy of it all. You build something that you want to be so connected that, you know, your heart and soul is so involved and it becomes something really special. But then at the same time, you know it's going to end, and you want it to be time to go. You want your ending to be bittersweet. You want to be ready to move on, to continue the evolution. You want to be ready for that, and you want the next step.
Yeah.
But you want it to be something that you don't want to leave. I mean, you hate to do a show where it's like, I can't wait to get away from the show.
Oh, yeah.
These people.
Right.
But you want the ending to be bittersweet.
That
you want it to be something
sense. That's
sweet enough to miss, but, you know, it's time to go. So.
Well, it was such a joy with all the characters that I thought, wow, I would love to come here once a week and grow up with this family. That's how I felt. No, I really did. I thought this it just felt like family. And it was just phenomenal. I just can't express how good this play is.
Well, and the staging, how it was placed, every aspect about it just drew us in.
Oh, yeah, the lighting. The,
you guys are going to be here through the 28th, correct?
Yes.
And so anybody out there, all of our listeners, go and see Fences. It
incredible.
Is a phenomenal show. And get ready to laugh. Get ready to be, I mean, audible gasps. And a lot of us
anger.
Are like, he did not just
anger,
do that. Oh, yeah.
You
will go through the full gamut of emotions.
Yeah.
And you just phenomenal, phenomenal job. I cannot give you enough kudos for your performance. Just fantastic.
Thank
not
you very
one
much.
Second of it felt scripted at all.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, David Alan Anderson. Plays Troy in Fences, Herberger Theater. Get out there. You got to see this. This is a must-see. And, David, we'd love to have you on again. I hope you move to Phoenix. And we'll stay in touch because it's just you're a joy. You are just...
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
David Alan Anderson. And I don't know.
Incredible.
This is the best play I've ever seen. Best acting I've ever seen. Great meanings. I had shock in my face. I laughed. I felt sad. I mean, everything you can imagine, it was like, whoa, what a play this is.
And
plus.
You know, it is long. It's almost 3 hours. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes
way
with the intermission.
It,
but it is so worth it. And,
yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, even after you have the stretch break and you think, ooh, can I do the second half? The second half has you on the edge of your seat. So
no doubt.
Yeah, not a dull moment.